Another hour of hits and memories on 2RS starts now. Thursday at 2RS started with a great brekkie team, Tom and Nick. Tom thought it'd be the perfect occasion to reveal his love of animals.
And so I was crushing rabbits. Like, you just can't see them, and because you're driving so much. So
you're Sorry. When you say crushing rabbits, how many rabbits exactly did you crush?
Definitely, I know three. Because you hear the...
He doesn't walk very good, does he?
Dumper?
Yes, Mama.
What did your father tell you this morning?
If you can't say something nice, don't say nothing at all.
Oh, crunch shit. Under the tyres, and it makes you shiver so badly. But the worst part was, because you're driving, the kangaroos, they're like deer in the headlights, but kangaroo in the headlights, they see them coming, and then they just look at you and stop and stare.
Oh, no.
And you're going like 100, like, move, and you can't honk because they don't do anything.
Yeah.
Anyway, so a kangaroo, luckily I didn't hit a kangaroo.
Oh, thank God.
They just jump into the side of the car. And then they just hit themselves, they just fall on the ground, and you can see them in the back as you're driving away. And you feel so bad.
Yeah.
But like, anyway, the rabbits crushed many of them, which is fine.
We heard some great tunes and got a little bit sentimental with Adele.
We are going to play that very soon. Right after this, Adele. Isn't this song pretty?
It is, isn't it?
It's so pretty. It's like me in the mirror.
Oh, stop.
Here she is, Adele, someone like you on 2RS. It's 12 past 7, morning.
The boys covered a big issue, speed cameras.
But what's really concerning me is the ones that don't display that they're there. So there's the ones that are there and you know they're there. And then there's the ones that are the sneaky ones. And, you know, they park on a main street between a couple of other cars and they don't display their sign. And apparently they're meant to put a little sign out that says, you know, here we are, we're a speed camera. But instead of putting it behind the car when you're driving up to it, they're putting it in front of the car so you can't see it as you're coming across, and they sting you with these tickets. And like, I mean, I got one not long ago. I was doing like 8 kilometers over or something. I was doing like 68 in a 60 zone or something like that.
Yeah.
But I just don't think it's
lead foot.
I just don't think it's fair. I mean, do you think it's fair?
And an impromptu fire alarm got the boys out of the studio.
Tom, have you ever bought something, right, and you've gone out and you've bought this thing, you've come home, you tried to put it together, and it's just been an absolute disaster?
All the time. Can I tell you, I'm a big fan of IKEA.
Attention, testing of the fire alarm.
Oh, we've got something. We've got a fire alarm in the studio at the moment. That's okay. Okay.
All
right. Thank you, Fire Marshal.
Cheers, mate. Moving on.
Yeah, IKEA, big fan, but not so much of the flat pack, so I try to buy anything that is... what a disaster. We'll be back at 2RS. This is Steely Dan.
At 2RS, where would you...
But it was a false alarm, and all hands were back on deck to whinge about how expensive it's become to go to the movies.
And I'll be honest with you, I took my cousin, she's here on holidays from Greece. We went to the movies and I shouted myself, my cousin and my girlfriend tickets to the movies. Got some popcorn, you know, maybe a drink or two.
I think we're up to $100 almost so far.
It nearly came to $80.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it. Like, I remember back in the day when I used to go, like, it wasn't like, it was like $12 for a movie ticket, wasn't it?
Everyone was shocked when a caller recounted their goanna eating experiences, not something you hear every day.
Yes. Whoa. I've had goanna, and that time, but the proper word for it is probably Frenchy for where I used to live, and it actually tasted quite nice.
All in all, a great morning show, and we're looking forward to doing it again tomorrow morning on 2RS.